Hopehead Village Council, please stand for a pledge of prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, on the phone, we have Erin with Omega. She will address council here in a minute. Erin, can you hear us? All right, we'll go ahead with roll call.
Cheney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
And Fisher is absent.
Entertain a motion to excuse Councilman Fisher. He had a family medical emergency that had to be dealt with.
Motion to excuse Councilman Fisher due to a family medical emergency.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, as far as correspondence goes, when we do the minutes, we have the minutes of July 24, 2023. You've all been provided a copy of this prior to today. Unless there are any corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve July 24th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
In the other correspondence, I just have one piece. It's an invitation to the dinner on the farm. It's to the Coshocton County Farm Bureau. It's $60 per person on August 26th from 5:30 to 6:30. So we've got that. We'll move on to citizens' comments. See if Erin can, Erin, can you hear us? She's not muted. Do you have the ability to text her? Get a hold of her and have her call my cell phone. Or on speaker. Erin, can you hear us? We'll give it a couple minutes while we wait and see if we can get Erin on the call here. Thank you.
continue on and then go back if she's able to get in. All right, let's move on into department reports. Fire Chief.
Evening, everybody.
Evening.
July 2023, total 15 calls and one vehicle fire, four accidents, two with injuries, two without injuries. And we had five hazardous condition calls, one aircraft standby for a medical LZ, one water leak, dispatched and canceled route twice, and one smoke odor. Total 15 for the month. Last year we had 17. Year to date we're 108. Last year we had 123.
Okay. All right.
Two calls in the village, six calls in Lafayette Township, one in Linton, zero in Oxford, three in White Eyes, and three mutual aid calls out of the district. Emergency calls, 98 firefighters responded for a total of 74.75 hours. Meeting, trainings, and other equipment maintenance totaled up to 208.75 hours last month. Payroll year to date were 9,730. Fire loss in July was 8,200. Year to date were 146,550.
Any questions? All right,
thank you.
All right, we've got Aaron now on the speaker phone here. Aaron, the floor is yours.
Hello, I'm just here to discuss that you guys received almost complete funding for the sidewalk project that we submitted for through St. Francis School in West Lafayette. However, with the cost of concrete jumping pretty high and in projects similar to yours, going up in price because of that, we wanted to be proactive, especially since there is a grant through Omega, the RTPO grant, that can help cover the shortfall. So Amy has a resolution in front of you guys for $384,000 and grant assistance through that program. And it just needs to be passed before August 31st in order to meet the deadline for that. And this will pay for the design costs of the project. Amy, the only thing I need you to maybe cross out in that resolution is where it says, whereas the LPA has matching funds in the amount of, I think it says 800 and some thousand. Yours is $1,461,402.88. $1,461,402.88.
So when you just want to strike that through, or do you want to do it and pass it next meeting?
We can just strike through that. I'll make note of that when we get to it.
Okay.
Anything else, Aaron?
I do not have anything. Anyone have any questions?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll move on as soon as Amy gets done with that. She can do the fiscal officer's report.
Purchase order 2339 and
two and three fund, but things have kind of shifted with what's going to be done in that project. So we can't rely on that fund for that matching grant. So we're going to add funds in the amount of $20,800 in the general fund, $14,500 in the 209 MBL fund, and $11,000 in the 220 park fund to cover that. There's some funds that are already in there to cover some of that expense. So that's why those figures don't match to $50,000. In the next area, we need to have funds added in the sewer fund in the amount of $2,000 to cover Coshocton environmental invoices through the rest of the year. We have a blanket purchase order for them that is to cover wastewater sample testing, and the prices of that has gone up unexpectedly. So we need to add some more money into that for that blanket purchase order. Also, $1,500 for Zemba, and that is in relationship to that Benadale purchase order that we have that I just spoke to. So that will cover the expense of that. The next group of accounts in the 101 General Fund and the 201 Street Fund, that is to cover anticipated costs for the rest of 2023 for the electric and gas bills, as the costs have been climbing. The majority of that, the $3,500 in the General Fund, in that particular account, and then the $2,500 in the 201 Street Fund, those are for the streetlights in town. The cost of running those streetlights has almost doubled in the past couple of years. So we need to add that to get us through the rest of the year. The last two pieces of legislation Tammy has on her report, and she'll address them if they're in regards to applications that need to be filled out for the sidewalk project that will be coming up in a couple of years. Also, we had a finance meeting tonight, and I presented the July end of month cash summary for approval. And also just wanted to once again remind residents that we still have that military banner program going on, and applications for that are available in the village administration office. They're on our website. You can find it on our Facebook page. And any family member that wants to honor their military member, we can have banners hung up in town here on Main Street and on North Oak Street, North Kirk Street, sorry. And the cost for that's $45, and we're going to have those banners hung through, I believe, November 13th, so right after Veterans Day, we'll take those down and store them for the winter and put them back up again next spring. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to call the office, and we'll take care of those questions. Other than that, bills have been passed around for approval.
Do I have a motion to approve the cash? All right, police report, Chief.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the month of July 2023, the activity report, we had 250 calls for service, 28 reports were taken, 0 felony arrests, 6 misdemeanor arrests, 0 juvenile arrests, 51 traffic stops, 2 traffic crashes, 2 OVI arrests, 0 warrants were served, 0 civil paper services. Fuel cost was $1,034.90. I have a couple other things to bring up. Just want to let you guys know Officer Bishop was promoted to corporal. Last week he went through AR police rifle training at APATA in London, Ohio, and became state certified instructor for that. This week he's going for shotgun to be the state certified shotgun instructor. With him doing this, he's already state certified through his handgun. He came with us with that certification. Now with shotgun and AR certifications, we don't have to go elsewhere, have somebody from outside come in. Sometimes that costs money. Sometimes, you know, some people will do it for nothing, but it's nice to have that in-house that we can get down to our range and he can qualify all of us. And he's also in charge of the evidence. He went through evidence attempt school. So he's also in charge of the evidence, so more responsibility. I believe he deserves to be promoted another rank. Something else, we also have a West Lafayette Police Association now, LLC. I opened up an account at Home Loan Savings. So if we get any monetary donations to the police department, that can go in that account. The only people that have access to that account is the chief of police and the admin assistant, and that's being locked up in the filing cabinet in my office. Any money that's put into that fund will be used for community engagement events, kind of help out, you know, if we need something, extra bottled water, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, school will be starting next week, so I want to remind everyone when we're driving through the village to be observant and watch for kids walking to and from school. And then I wanted to thank the bike club participants and the parents. The bike club, we wrapped it up August 9th, was the last day for the bike club due to school starting. And the last night they had cake and pizza. Officer Hernandez went down to Dairy Queen and got a cake decorated with bicycles on it and stuff. It was pretty neat. Jose was pretty excited about it. He said there was times when he had 20 plus kids in this club that they was riding around West Lafayette. So with that, I also want to thank the sponsors for the bike club, which was Coshocton City Tire, Cottrell Family, Harmon's Pallet Treasures, Watts for Less, Miller Kaiser Cremation Services, New Point Church, Crow Valley Cheese, Walmart, and the West Lafayette Mason Lodge 602. Would also like to thank the West Lafayette Dairy Hut, Amici's Pizza, and Circle K for contributing snacks. On off weeks, they would go to different areas to get snacks or something, and after during the ride, they would stop and get food or whatever. So, any questions?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Joel, listen to your report.
Got some complaints filed for camp, so we'll see how those go. I checked on them on Friday. It looks like there may actually be service on some of them already. So that was encouraging, and then expect to be inundated with calls here with the election signs, like that's coming in. Like somebody, that'll be Board of Elections problems, but it's like somebody does not know that they need to have their ranking on their signs. So I am kind of surprised that you guys already have them signs up. I thought there was an ordinance about it being 60 days. You don't have anything like that. Yeah, even a homemade sign has to indicate who it's paid for, so. But.
Yeah. Billy, Mr. Taylor,
good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. I have a few updates for you on projects that are happening. Oak Street is, the storm lines and the drains are installed. I'm sure you probably all know that the pavements milled off of Oak Street and parts of Kirk. It was supposed to be paved last week, but we obviously had weather problems, and it's been pushed back again, trying to get them back up. So I was told Monday, Tuesday of next week, but hopefully I can get it changed again and get it this week. The neighborhood revitalization grant also, those projects are moving along very well. That includes the Main Street parking lot. The entrances are finished and the walk is replaced there, and they're working on the grading of that right now. They graded and leveled one parking lot at Waterworks Park, and that'll be the one that's to the north. Not the one right in front of the restrooms, it's the other one. The picnic pavilion also has been graded, and they're maybe starting footers for that this week. And then our ADA ramp at the administration building was torn out and formed up today, so that should be in by this week sometime. That's all going very well as planned. The We still have money to put in the basketball court as part of that grant, and that is going to be put out for bid to have that done. And playground at the waterworks also is October or so, depending on when it was gonna come in. Then last Friday, the Russell Avenue sidewalk project was advertised. It's in the Coshocta Tribune. That'll be advertised the 11th and the 18th for bid. We have opening and award on Friday, September 1st for that. Then also the sewer outfall project is part of the House Bill 168 grant that we received. That was advertised also in the Coshocta Tribune on the 11th, and then will be on the 18th this week. Opening and award of bid will be on Tuesday, September 5th for that. Then also I'd like to ask for our board meeting, a building and zoning committee. Building design will be to review some zoning code violations.
In building and property.
Pardon?
Buildings and property.
Yes, sorry.
We did, they disbanded that committee a long time ago.
Final hand up.
Then I have the two resolutions and that'll be it. Resolution 2023-40 is the resolution authorizing the village administrator to act as the local public agency to execute all contracts and documents with ODOT for the West Lafayette Sidewalks Project. And the second one is Resolution 2023-41, resolution authorizing the mayor as the local public agency to apply for the Ohio and Eastern Governments Association Regional Transportation Planning Organization Capital Allocation Program. That is what Aaron spoke to earlier. It's those two. And are either one of those emergency?
The second one, 2023-41, the one that Aaron spoke to, will want to pass tonight because that has the deadline of August 31st to be submitted. The one prior to that, 2023-40, it can go the three readings.
All right, let's do the committee report. Buildings and property, nothing at this time there. Community business development?
Nothing tonight.
Community relations?
Nothing tonight.
Chamber meets next Tuesday over at Brook Park. Finance?
Finance met this evening, and as Amy touched on already, we talked about moving funds from the 203 fund into the park fund. We talked about the adding funds resolution that we have on the table tonight, mostly for utilities. And the cash summary is where we expect it to be. So I need to ask for approval.
Motion to approve the end of July cash summary.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, anything else with it?
No, that's it.
Okay, nothing for fire dependency ordinance?
Nothing this evening.
Park board?
Nothing tonight.
Aaron's, Adam's not here for planning commission. Anything from the county planning commission, Rich?
Nope.
Public safety?
Nothing this evening.
Public works?
Nothing this evening.
Nothing from records or rules. Okay, move on to the legislation. Offer a third and final reading. Ordinance number 2023-37, an ordinance establishing sewer rates and sewer regulations for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, amending ordinances and resolutions in conflict herewith and declaring an emergency. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2023-37.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Up next is resolution 2023-38,
does contain the emergency clause, a resolution to approve purchase order 23339 to Zimmer Brothers, a then announced purchase order.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2023-38.
Second.
Howard?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-38.
Second.
Howard?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Resolution 2023-39 also contains the emergency clause, a resolution to amend the 2023 permanent appropriations ordinance 2022-68, adding funds.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution
2023-39.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Howard?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Motion to adopt resolution
2023-39.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howard?
Yes.
Okay, up next, this will go to full three readings. Resolution 2023-40, a resolution authorizing the village administrator of the village of West Lafayette, here I refer to as the local public agency, LPA, to execute all contracts and documents with the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT, for the West Lafayette Sidewalks Project. That's the first reading. This next resolution, about midway down through the page, it reads, whereas the LPA has matching funds in the amount of, your copy says, $951,503, will be amended to read $1,461,402.88. And this does contain the emergency clause. So resolution 2023-41, a resolution authorizing the mayor of the village of West Lafayette here and referred to as the local public agency, LPA, to apply for the Ohio Mid-Eastern Governments Association Omega Regional Transportation Planning Organization, RTPO, Capital Allocation Program.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for resolution 2023-41.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Howard?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Howard?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
And that contains all the legislation. I only have one thing under other business. Some of you may recall that MBHC had clinic over behind the elementary school. A couple of weeks ago, that was permanently closed. MBHC reached out to me, and they want to bring a mobile unit, as you see here, twice a month, and put it over in this parking lot. Their first visit was last week, and they parked over here until the parking lot is done. We did sign a memorandum of understanding with MBHC, there will be a schedule published as soon as I know what it all is. They're supposed to send an email. It looks like the next visit will be August 22nd, but they will be, when the parking lot's done, they'll be sitting over on the parking lot two days a month over there to see patients in this area. So, that was good news, so we didn't lose that in the community. And so they did close the one at the school. I don't know any details about it, but they will continue to come to the community twice. committee meetings to be scheduled?
You wanted to do park?
Park, yes.
Building the property?
And building as a property.
I'd do whatever. Me and you, I'm not part of that one.
I'm not part of either one of them, so.
Want to do next week?
Fine.
Next week, fine?
Yeah. I was hoping for maybe Monday or Wednesday.
Whenever you want to do it.
I can do Mondays.
Whenever you're available.
Monday at six?
I can't do Tuesdays.
Monday at six? Monday at six, then?
21st, six?
Yeah.
And those are property, right?
Yes, park.
No.
No.
That's buildings and property.
That's building and property.
Thank you. 21st at 6 o'clock.
I'm going to park then. It's going to be a little different. Oh, well, can we do them the same day? Does anybody, can you guys meet Monday?
Talk to them too, because I'm not on the park.
I got to be at work at 10 o'clock at night, so I'd be going to quit.
Well, what time are you guys meeting, six?
Yeah.
Well, we could do park, is that you and me?
I'm on the park.
Who's on park?
Me, you and Adam.
Okay, so park on Monday at five?
Yeah.
Don't look at me, I'm not.
Me, I'm not. Sure.
Park 45. Building the property at six.
Anybody else?
Adam's on building the property too.
Yeah, shoot him a text.
You'll be here for both of them.
Anybody, any other meetings? From once, twice, go on, okay. Buildings and property, let's back up. Park at the 21st at 5 o'clock, and buildings and property the 21st at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Bills been around?
Yes, sir.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
I have one thing before we leave. The Rotary Club is having their health fair on September the 9th from 7 to 9 at the West Lafayette Baptist Church at 688 Main Street.
Sure?
Yeah.
We're going to have electric?
And you bet we have.
Any other business come before council? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Any other time, Jamie, just going to have to pay the bills.